Riding 20-plus miles a day on the back of a horse is the best way to travel, according to Karen Hardy.
So I just sit up there all day long, and I ride, and I smile, and I wave. I said someday when I write my memoir, it's going to be called Between Their Ears, because that's my focal point, is my horizon is, the bottom of my horizon is two little ears.
Hardy started her journey riding Willie the Redheaded Stranger, and she brought along Marvel, whose star on his forehead looks like a superhero shield. Both of her horses were wild Mustangs that she adopted. She is riding to raise awareness about the captive Mustangs that need to be adopted in the Bureau of Land Management's holding facility.
Because the only way out of holding for Mustangs is to be adopted by a U.S. citizen. So they're America's horses, they belong to America, and Americans have to adopt them. But the BLM hasn't done a great job of, they've done a great job of rounding them up, haven't done a great job of getting them out of holding.
There are over 30,000 Mustangs waiting to be adopted, according to Hardy. She says they make great horses for folks, and she's out to prove it with her long ride. The Mustangs and Cowgirl encounter smiles and waves as they ride. Today, a friend stopped by and dropped off a case of PBR for her. Hardy rides the horses 20 miles a day for 3 days, and then they rest a day, using the U.S. Cavalry schedule for keeping horses fresh. I'm Dory Luzo-Gilmore.